again, God's blessings on your gathering together for worship here this morning. And we're going to open up with a prayer. Let's bow our heads. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we admit that many of us are overwhelmed this morning with thoughts that we have and things that we have to do and things that have happened this past week. They have filled our minds and we're overwhelmed. Lord, we pray that we're overwhelmed, but in a different way as we leave church today, that we are overwhelmed with your love for us, how you are by our side in an unconditional way, no matter what, through our baptism. So, Father, as we begin our worship, we do not begin by going forward ourselves. We ask you to be here with us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And a word from Psalm 84 and John 17 will speak these words responsively. Better is one day in your courts, Lord, than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is true.
And each week at Peace, we confess to God. Our confession is a time to be open about our position before God and our sinful nature. We are gathered here today to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer, and sing his praises. Let us first begin by thinking about our unworthiness and how we have fallen short in thought, word, and deed. During this moment of silence, we reflect upon our need for God's forgiveness and help. We confess, Lord, we have not placed our relationship with you as the main priority in our life. We have been distracted with the busyness of life, and then when times have gotten difficult, we have failed to remember how you will care for us. We confess that we have not loved you above all things, but we seek a change, and that is why we are here today. Forgive us, renew us, so that we might delight in you. Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This was a challenge by Jesus to us. Yet this is also good news. Jesus did deny himself, setting aside his desires. Jesus did take up his cross and die for us. Because of Jesus' work, I announce God's grace to you today. Your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise for our opening hymn.